This is CliffCentral.com. Revolution.
CliffCentral.com. Welcome to it. It's a Friday, a couple of minutes past 9 a.m. This is Zamtam Time. Ooh. What's the show called? Untamed Talents with myself, Siya Sangwenifin. Thank you so much for having us on. It's going to be an amazing hour, unlike any other, as we do every single week. I get into conversation with amazing young people who are doing pretty awesome stuff. And basically, it can either motivate you or make you feel like, what am I doing with my life? So one of those things, you know, just roll with it here. First and foremost, I'll be chatting to someone. I had him on my show a couple of months ago. But you know what? When I truly believe in someone and when I'm really, really excited about what they're doing, I like to catch up with him every now and then. And so his name is Willem. He's been behind some awesome movies, really. He's a movie student, but also has been working on a couple of things here in South Africa. And so the last time I spoke to him, he was on his way to the Sundance Festival. I know I don't really feel classy pronouncing it that way. So the Sundance Festival in America. And he was in pre-production of a new movie titled Daniel Monroe. So now he's actually created it. He had the movie premiere a couple of days ago. So I want to catch up with him and find out how that all has worked out for him. What's the reception of the movie thus far, etc., etc. And then a little later on in the show, I'll have a musician by the name of Young Swiss. Now, you know someone is cool when, firstly, they have like a little AKA. And secondly, when you look at like the spelling of the name. So it's not Y-O-U-N-G, it's Y-U-N-G. I don't know why he's so young, like you spell it in a different way, or he's just that cool. Whatever the story is, we'll get it out of him this morning on Untapped Talent. So listen, if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to add to the conversation in any way, shape or form, you can chat to us on our WeChat official account. It's Cliff Central. All you have to do is tap connect and message to show. Otherwise, you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. All right, so we're going to get it started. But first, I want to please just indulge me for a moment. This show is, after all, about spotlighting young, awesome talents, right? And with that said, I have a current obsession. I think I'm going to split the audience here. It's either most of you are going to agree with me on this one, or most of you are going to like now just hate me even more. But if you are not alive, how can you be alive in 2015 in the month of November and not be in a bit of an Adele frenzy? Like, Adele just summer came out of nowhere, and no, she does not need to be profiled because she is more than a made-up artist. She's not a rising star by any means. But I love her song, her new song, Hello. And more than that, I actually, whenever there's a popular song that I'm currently into, I like to find out what the reception is on social media. So yes, there was that Hello challenge, more than that, and everyone was going crazy. But then I also like to go onto YouTube as well and see what the covers are. Because, you know, every single Tom, Dick and Jabulani here and there likes to think they're important and they can also be as good as Adele. And so I listen to some of the covers and I judge them silently. But I actually stumbled on someone who is uber talented, and you know that someone is really, really great when they uploaded their cover of Adele's Hello, and so far it's received more than 8 million views. So he's a young guy, his name is Leroy Sanchez, and here's his cover of Adele's Hello. Okay, so while we figure that out with all our little technical difficulties here, just gonna connect the cord again, maybe we'll see. But I really do think it's kind of admirable and cool that someone is doing this, because you know the issue with the internet is you can either go full on awesome or either really, really bad, where people start judging. Because you know the big thing with YouTube as well, you see all of these comments, and it's either people will love you and they'll go on and on and on about how good you are. So I think it's kind of brave. Let's see if it's working now for the second time. So once again, this is Leroy Sanchez with Adele's Hello. Come on, work with me here. No, still not working. So we'll move on that. Let's try. There we go. He's coming in ever so silently. So let's just try it again. There we go. So Leroy Sanchez with Adele's Hello. For breaking your heart, but it don't matter. Clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Ah, So I know Fridays are meant to be about optimism and getting into a party mood for the weekend, but it's damn Adele. More than that, it's Leroy Sanchez. Listen, do yourself a favor. Go onto YouTube right now. Well, not right now, because you're listening to me. Straight after the show. Go onto YouTube and you can see more of his covers and the awesome things. Once again, more than 8 million views on YouTube. What a cool, cool guy. But talking about cool, cool guys, he was on my show a couple of months ago, April to be exact, and we were talking about his career in the movie industry and how he's managing and maneuvering that world in South Africa. Now, clearly, he's been doing that awesomely well because he's now on a roll and out of control. I'm talking to Willem. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Sears, and good morning, Cliff Central listeners.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Listen, my guy, you've been having quite an awesome couple of months. So we last spoke to you in April. Catch us up. What's been going on in your world since then?
Okay, well, if you can remember, in April last, I told you about, I just came from a few film festivals with a previous short film of mine. And I said I had a very big project in mind for the next one.
Yeah.
Which I want to do. I want to do a mid-length film, which is basically the first step or the second step after a short film into the world of becoming a filmmaker and making feature-length films.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very big project and with quite a big budget that I wasn't used to. And I said I'm going to start a crowdfunding campaign. The crowdfunding campaign, it didn't work 100%. I would say I made 40% out of overall budget from the crowdfunding.
But listen, I have to say that's still quite a cool thing, though, that you at least get people who believe in you as such a young guy, and more than that, who still believe in the industry that's still growing in South Africa.
Definitely, yes. And even the fact that the donations came from all over the world, that there's actually people all over the world with their eye on me and my work and wanting to see new films coming from my side.
Mm-hmm.
I got some amazing sponsors as well. A company called Gear Hire, they're in Johannesburg. They covered the complete production side with cameras and everything. And at the end, we took a trip to the Northern Cape and I completed the film. The film was shot. I got all the cast members that I wanted. I got them involved. And I'm really proud of it. I think it was by far the most exhausting thing I've ever done, and was a really difficult shoot, especially because it was a really small crew in terms of how big the production is and where we're filming, the weather conditions, stuff like that. It's finished now, and I just had the cast and crew premiere last weekend. And now I'm sending it off to some film festivals internationally, and hopefully someone will pick it up and we'll see what happens then.
So this film that you're talking about is Daniel Munro. Now, remember, we just touched on it ever so slightly when you were here. But let's just talk about the whole process. How long did you spend in the Northern Cape? And what sort of team and crew are we talking about, numbers-wise, who worked on this?
Well, the crew that was on set was about, I think it was about 6 or 7 people.
Oh, wow. And, so it's quite, very, very tiny.
It's very tiny, yeah. And then with post-production, I think about 3 other people. That was it all. So overall, it is a really tiny crew in terms of the production. And the whole thing, we filmed it in 4 days. And the whole production, from the start of the filming, so we had complete picture lock in post-production, was about a month. But the thing is, a lot of people think that it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't take that long, it's not going to be a good production.
Yeah.
But I always feel like the most of the work lies in pre-production. And the more you get right in pre-production, the faster you will work start filming. That's actually just the last bit of putting everything that you've worked on together.
Yeah.
So I would say, because I mean, I started this project with the idea in the beginning of the year, in January already. So the whole thing took me a year, but the actual filming and finishing up the project just a month.
Now, if you had to describe or explain the movie Daniel Munro, how would you go about doing that? What is the movie all about?
I would say the theme is a crime comedy drama. So, hold up.
So I already have a picture in my head. So it's set in the Northern Cape. I'm really envisioning like this little dry, arid place. Is there a murder that takes place? Is Daniel Munro killed?
Exactly. Well, I'm not going to give any spoilers away. hopefully the movie will start screening very, very shortly. Otherwise, it will eventually end up on the web for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. But you're definitely in the right direction here. So, to give you a short synopsis, it is about a mysterious city slicker who's on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And he's passing through the Northern Cape, through the most barren part in our country where there's literally nothing. His car breaks down and he ends up at this small road stall in the middle of nowhere with this mysterious old oom. And he's forced to stay the weekend there, and then things start to heat up when two detectives shows up at the store as well.
Okay, wait. Do we see any gory scenes? Is there blood? Is there a limb that goes missing?
No gory scenes. This is not a horror. And I believe if you're not going to pull off the gory scene,
yeah,
rather leave it out.
Okay, fine.
But it's definitely a lot of excitement in it. And mm-hmm. Some police chase scenes. So I definitely think it's quite an interesting story that I've pulled together.
Now, I really do think that's amazing stuff. And what are your personal hopes for this movie?
Sorry, I didn't got that last question. Can you just repeat that?
What are your personal hopes for this movie as you're about to go and shop it around, et cetera, et cetera, and go to different festivals?
So that is my personal hope for that. That it gets picked up at some festivals. Internationally, but the most important thing is no matter what festival it is, that the right investor or producer sees the film or sees my potential and gives me the chance to work with them and hopefully to work on a next thing that is a feature film, either turning Daniel Munro into a feature-length film or giving me the opportunity to do a complete new feature-length film. So, just to give the next step into the film world and to hopefully start working with a production company or a producer or some investors.
No, I think that's absolutely amazing. So apart from that, anything else you're working on or that you can give us a little scoop on?
this basically took all of my time and even more. So for now, I'm just going to take a breather over the December holidays.
Well-deserved
break,
yeah.
In early January, I'm moving over to the States, where I'm planning to stay a year.
Oh, wow.
Where I'll be hopefully traveling to some film festivals, and if not, or in between the film festivals, just going on a self-exploring hike that I want to do to find myself again. This sounds very eccentric.
No, I definitely, I feel like there'll already be like a movie in the pipelines based on this experience and where you go and the people you met. So I'm excited about that.
Maybe, yeah, you never know. But if it's not about the story, not about me, at least I think I'll definitely find some inspiration for the next story or when I meet the right investor to say, okay, cool, I've got a new idea for next film.
Oh, yeah. Willem, thank you so much for stopping by this morning and updating us on your journey thus far. So can we go to willemfilms.com to get more info on whatever you're working on?
Yes, please. You can visit willemfilms.com and all my other in-between smaller projects like music videos or other videos that I do will be on there, as well as news and photography on my travels. And also, if you click on the news tab, all the latest news regarding Daniel Munro. There's a trailer on there, and if anything happens to the film, all the news will be published there immediately.
And more specifically, there's also at Daniel Munro Film, and that's Munro, M-U-N-R-O Film on Twitter.
That's right, yes.
Fantastic stuff. Keep well, hey.
Thanks a lot, see ya.
Cheers.
Enjoy.
So I think it's really awesome to catch up with the guy who's now, look at him, he's about to move to the States and go on a year of self-discovery and adventure. And I can already predict there will be a movie about this. He will do something about that. So it's cool just to chat to people like that right here on Untapped Talent. So focusing more on young people as well. Now, bear with me. I know you already indulged me with Adele a little earlier on, but say what you will about the Kardashians, but the youngest one, Kendall Jenner, I believe is actually doing some incredible stuff. Remember, she is only like 20 years old, and as much as they may be reality stars, this week she did something very, very cool, which is walk on the Victoria's Secret runway. This is not really done, and it's a prestigious honor for any sort of model to get that notch. So she is now a credible model, I have to say, by getting to walk on that ramp. So here she is just quickly chatting about her first Victoria's Secret fashion show and also her mother turning 60 and of course her father, Caitlin.
Hi guys, I'm Kendall, and clearly I'm at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show getting ready, and I'm very excited. I hope you guys check it out.
How excited are you for this?
I'm super excited.
Are you nervous at all? It's your first time walking around.
Yeah, no, I'm really nervous. It's like really getting to me, but it's okay. It'll be good.
What were the fittings like for you getting into those?
Really exciting. I like almost cried in my first fitting. I was like super excited. I just can't believe it's actually happening.
I was just talking to Gigi. She's excited that you guys are both walking together.
Yeah.
What's it like having your friend here?
It's really exciting. It makes you more comfortable. And honestly, sharing this moment with one of your best friends is so awesome. Like when we both found out we got it, we were just texting each other like, this is going to be amazing. We were texting each other like this morning when we first got up, like, it's happening. It's actually happening. We came here together. We walked in together. We were like, this isn't real. Like, this is a dream.
What can we see you wearing tonight? Describe your outfits.
I'm going to leave it a surprise, but they're amazing and super VS, obviously, and just like fun. I'm excited to work it.
What have you done for your workout and your exercise?
Yeah, I've just been eating super clean. I mean, I kind of eat whatever I want usually, so I was really like holding myself down and like not letting myself cheat. So I'm excited for the pizza party, and I'm excited for like ice cream and burgers and everything.
I want to say you've been busy. Your mom's birthday party was this weekend. What was that like? How much fun was
it? It was so much fun, and it's just awesome to like do something like that for my mom. My mom does everything for my sisters and I, so to do something like that for her, it was totally unexpected, and it was really, really fun to plan and stuff.
And Caitlin was honored at the Glamour Women last night.
Yeah.
How amazing is that, especially for her at this moment in her life?
Really, it's really amazing. I'm bummed that I couldn't go to support her. I was actually here. But it's really awesome. And I know that she's very happy, and I've been texting her all morning. So, hi guys.
Good on her. So I really do think, say what you will, but just imagine, put yourself in her shoes. You're 20 years old, and as much as the world is watching you all the time, whatever your personal ambitions may be, she went ahead and she cracked a nod at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. So to Kardashian fans and to anti-Kardashian fans, Kendall, kudos on you, Chiquita. Now staying with young people, also based predominantly in America as well, all around the world really, who are doing awesome things. I don't know how I feel about this because it really kind of sets me down. I just heard about a 9-year-old. Her name is Zora Ball, and she's the youngest person to create a mobile video game. Now, Ball developed the game using programming language Bootstrap, which is usually taught to students between the age of 12 and 16 to help them learn concepts of algebra via video game development at 9 years old. I'm like, I'm 20 and I still don't understand what algebra is or how to go about doing that. So the fact that Zora Ball is doing that at such a young age, I think is very, very awesome. And then also another young person who I heard about who's doing awesome things as well is a 19-year-old. Now, it's James Ward, and he went about creating this online campaign called Homeless to Howard. Now, he believes in education, and he, of course, he didn't really have the best of childhoods, really. So he grew up homeless, and he's now started a campaign to raise money to attend his dream school, Harvard. So for the homeless teen, his financial reality made that dream seem impossible until the donations from strangers started rolling in. So James, along with his mentor who helped him with his campaign, have now created a non-profit organization to help other young people fund their college dreams. So maybe you weren't necessarily as inspired by the Kendall Jenner story, but between Zora Paul, the 9-year-old who's doing awesome stuff in the digital space, and then James Ward, 19 years old, who not only empowered himself, but is going about empowering others, has to say something about young people all around the world, and more especially, I'm pretty sure, motivate you as well. So that's done and dusted. I think that is nice and cool, just to catch up with what young people all around the world are doing. But straight after this, I'll be talking to musician Young Swiss, and also, he's about to actually premiere his latest single. It's titled Proud. All of that and so much more, right here on Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
This is Untapped Talent, right here on CliffCentral.com, chatting to young up-and-comers who are doing awesome things. And I have one of those in the studio right now. Good morning, Mr. Young Swiss.
Morning, bro.
How are you doing?
I'm all good. And yourself?
I'm awesome. Listen, let's just start with the main thing. Young Swiss, your name. I'm pretty sure on your ID, when they call you up in Home Affairs, they don't call Mr. Y Swiss. True. But how did we get to the name Young Swiss?
Well, Swiss stands for stressed when I'm strapped or sober.
Right. S-W-I-S-S. Yep. Stressed when I'm
strapped or sober.
I don't feel cool. What does strapped mean?
Strapped, it's like when you have a gun on you.
Oh, okay. No, I really didn't know that. Okay, so like you walk in somewhere, you're like, yo, don't mess with me, I'm strapped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Listen, this show is awesome. Like, we talk to people, we profile them, but also we're learning something new here. Okay. Strapped, learn a new word. Yep. All right. So why did you get that sort of name?
Pretty much defines me, man.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So it's just been a long time coming for you. Yep. By the way, how long have you been in this whole music industry game?
The music. I've always loved music, man. I only started recording 7 years ago, though.
7 years ago?
Yep.
So do you still remember like the first project you worked on? Or was it something you don't even want to talk about because you're embarrassed by it that
much? I do
much?
Remember, but I'll never play it to you again. Yeah.
How does that sort of journey start? Because it's one thing to be interested in music, for example, but it's another to go, you know what, I think I can make words rhyme, sure, but more than just rhyme, I can send a certain message in my music.
Sure.
And let me give it a try. So when about did you make that decision, and how did you go about making that decision?
Well, I've always been a fan. Like, one day I just at school with my friends,
yeah,
I just, you know, we started rhyming and stuff, and then one of my boys told me, yo, you're actually nice with it, man, maybe you should try this.
I feel like you were the guy sitting at their desk, like, instead of doing their work, they were like playing with pencils,
you
and
know,
building
and
a little
lyrics,
beat.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Back in school, who are your inspirations?
T.I., man. T.I. has always been that guy.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, Young Swiss, like, you lost me. Yeah,
me, man.
You
like,
lost me.
Nah, T.I. is cool. I like his personality as well as his music, man.
I feel like I'm not the hardcore rapper, hip-hop fan, but I would list T.I. somewhere like, maybe he'd make the top 10, but like an 8. What do you think of Jay-Z?
Nah, I think he's a 10, bro. For him, just he's still relevant until now from when he started. Uh-huh. I'd give him a 10 for that, bro.
What about Jay-Z, though?
Jay-Z's cool, man. You know, wrote history without a pen. Yeah, it's cool, bro.
Okay, let me get you into trouble because I now feel like I just want to... We're on a good note here. Let me ask your opinion on certain artists. Okay. Let's still stay international. What about Kanye West?
Kanye West. I don't know about his clothing line, but he's a good musician, bro.
Do you not think that his remarks have now overshadowed his actual music?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I find myself in situations where I, you know, my playlist will be on shuffle and a Kanye West song comes on. And instead of thinking, oh, wow, this is a good song, the first thing is like, oh, here's this guy who thinks he can be the president of America. Guy. Exactly.
We can't let that happen.
Say what you will, but shouldn't he shut up?
I don't know. I don't know what's going through his mind right now, but I don't know.
He probably has
a reason for that, man.
What sort of reason would someone walk up and
he's
say,
"Man, listen to the kids, bro"?
Thank you. I like that you did admit. You just said he's mad. He's slightly not like the proper total tools in the shed. Yeah. Some things a bit off there. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get South African now. AKA. Okay. What's your take on AKA?
Forbes.
Yeah. Keenan Forbes.
I'll get slapped if I say something stupid. Oh. Okay. No. AKA is definitely he's a good rapper. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, man, he's an inspiration, man. That dude, he's done a lot for the SA hip-hop industry.
Yeah.
I feel like he's done a lot. Like, people won't admit it, but I feel like a lot of niggas are actually eating now because of AK.
I do think there's a time and a place for him. I think there is... It's a good position that we're in. The fact that there is someone who's controversial. I always say AK is our Kanye West.
Yeah.
And I think no one can be 400% liked. I think if you have something to say and you kind of get people riled up, that's a good thing.
Yeah, sure.
But I can't mention AKA with now not mentioning Casper.
Uh-oh.
Where are you? Are you on Team Casper or are you on Team AKA?
Team Nobody, man.
Yeah. Team like, Young Swiss.
Team Young Swiss it is, bro.
I respect them all. What do you think of Casper, though?
I don't know if he's lucky or smart, but I don't know, man. Like, okay, but I won't say he's a bad rapper. He's really good, man.
You've touched on something, though. You just said you don't know whether he's lucky or smart. Do you think it's just
things are really working out for that dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it was like the perfect time, meeting the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, probably, and you know. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to say things.
Listen, is the industry as intense as we think it is?
Yeah.
Like when you guys meet up at gigs, for example, is there really intense beef? Are there really people who are strapped now that I've learned that term? Or is it just, you know, like an image that's portrayed out there about the industry?
Well, there's obviously a lot of publicity stunts, but some beefs are real.
Mm-hmm.
I think some beefs are real and some are just not.
You see, I'll actually give you the exact year. I think it was 2007, and there was 50 Cent and Kanye West on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Mm-hmm. And they were, the cover was split into two. It was Kanye West and 50 Cent facing each other because they were actually going to release an album on the same day, for example.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, it's now Friday the 13th when Justin Bieber and One Direction are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
For me, I don't believe much because I see it as all just a big publicity stunt.
It's the music, man.
So I really
do. Fans like that.
Do they?
They like to be entertained, bro. And
So if we put AKA and Casper in the same room, what do you think would most likely happen?
No cameras,
take the fans away, the entourage as well. Do you really think we'll come back and someone is shot or stabbed or punched? Or maybe they'll just be drinking chamomile tea, you know? Maybe
probably
they're
dead.
Like...
probably dead, man. Probably dead, bro.
Have you ever beefed with anyone, Young Swiss?
Nah. Not really, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I think I'm a nice guy, man. Like, people just like me.
So you're just not that sort of guy?
But I wouldn't advise anyone to, like... go against me, man.
Oh, okay. So you're nice, but at the same time, don't try me.
Don't push me.
Then how do you deal with people's opinion of you? Because at the end of the day, you are in an industry where your success or failure is dependent on what people say about you.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter, man. It doesn't matter what they think. Hence, I made this song that I hope you're going to play today.
Uh-huh.
Proud. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a song I dedicated to the haters.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody's ever done that. I did that.
Why did you feel it was important to do that?
Because I feel like haters are special, bro. Like
Haters are special.
Yeah, like these are your haters are your biggest fans, man.
That's
most
the quote
loyal.
Of the day.
Yeah.
Why do you say they're your most important fans?
Yep.
In what way?
Like, not your most important, but your most loyal. Trust me. Because they're always there. They always support you. Like, haters... You need to love your haters, man.
They're wasting your data on you. They are going to be talking about
publicity,
you.
Publicity, bro. Free publicity all the time.
Yeah. What's the worst criticism you've ever received? And the best compliments as well. So let's put those two together.
Wow. Okay. I get a lot of compliments.
Oh, excuse us.
Not to blow my own horn.
Excuse us, young Swiss.
But yeah, that's the truth.
He's like, oh, you know, I can't even think of a criticism because I'm that dope, you know. I said it for you, don't worry. Okay, you're at least one of your best compliments?
Okay, I got one from... Do you know Nikki from Rhythm City?
I'll say yes, just for the purpose of this interview.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, going crazy about my song on Twitter.
Wow.
It was really nice of her.
So she doesn't know you on a personal level,
nope,
but she was at least punting your music and talking about you.
Yep.
And what does something like that do? Are you at a point where you can be like, wow, you know, you've done it, good on you, young Swiss, and you pat yourself on the back, but you still stay calm? Or do you feel like,
I definitely feel like
I'm feeling myself a tiny bit.
I'm on the verge, but I know I'm not there yet. So, yeah.
What do you still think you have to do?
Oh, man, I have to get money, bro. I have to get paid, bro. Like,
so hint, nudge, nudge to all those promoters out there. So just holler at your boy and make things happen.
Exactly.
Let's talk about before we play a song, because we're going to do that in just a little bit. I love that it's like a premiere on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the realities of the South African music industry.
Okay.
Let's talk about the money. Let's talk about the relationships with producers. Let's talk about how you can get solid collaborations with the likes of Reason in your career thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Is it as glamorous as people think it is? Is it as cutthroat as people think it is? Is it as awesome as people may think it is as well?
At the end of the day, like, every artist is human. Like, you know, this is not all, it's not all, like, it's not that exciting,
yeah,
really,
because,
you know,
we
it's frustrating at times as well,
yeah,
you know,
because we look at Instagram, you know, we see people and they're taking pictures at a festival and there's a crowd in front of them and it seems like the most awesome thing in the world.
You gotta sell them a dream.
So it is a thing of perception.
Yeah,
because now when we hashtag Mama, I made it, and we're like, yo, okay, can I make it too, so that I can have people screaming my name?
But it's not all that bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's good times, and yeah, that's what they portray.
What's the business side of things like? Because I'm pretty sure when it comes
tough.
To as a musician, the bottom line is you're really making money from your craft,
mm-hmm.
and you need to have your rights in check. For example, you need to make sure that your record deal is in check. How do you go about maintaining the you know, checking all the correct boxes on the business side of the music industry?
It's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tough. I feel like every great fighter needs to have a custom medal. Do you know who's custom medal?
No,
like
who's
the guy that trained Mike Tyson.
Oh, sorry, no. I know is Manny Mayweather, and that Manny Mayweather walked into his fights with Pacquiao, with Justin Bieber, and Jimmy Kimmel. That's all I know.
But I feel like behind every like successful man is another great man.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a good stable team.
Yeah, it's a role model. So you need people behind you. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody that's ever done it alone. Like, everybody always says, you know, I did it on my own and stuff, but I don't think there's anybody that's ever done it on his own.
Yeah,
you and always need a good team.
Who are those people in your life?
Oh, right now, Playground Productions, you know. And you know the beautiful lady behind you?
Sorry, you talk about her because I'm not at a point. You know, you've really made it when you come in with an entourage as well.
Yeah.
You know, man. Young Swiss is just casually chilling on the couch with like some members of the team. So you explain these
like,
studios.
Playground Productions, bro. They're doing all that for me right now. Like the producing for me and everything, you know, they're getting everything done for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So, and that is why with Playground Productions, yo, what a mouthful and a half. Playground Productions, they make this possible. Do you want to promo the single? Because it is now the exclusive premiere right on cliffcentral.com of your latest single. How do
Indeed,
you punt
man.
That?
Indeed. Like, it's a track like no other, man. Like, it's never been done before. I dedicated a heartfelt song to all my haters because I love them so much. And I know you love the song.
And there it is. This is Young Swiss with Proud. Young Swiss on cliffcentral.com with Proud. Listen, I have never thought I would hear the lyrics, shout out to all my haters, I'm
mm-hmm.
so proud of you.
Yep.
So you're proud that they're out there tweeting about you?
You know, they're still at it.
They're still at it. Listen, but the thought that crossed my mind is, as great as it is that you're at this point where you can accept that there are people who like me and there are people who will not like me. Mm-hmm. I think it's still a process, though, yeah. You know, because music of all things is such a personal journey of like, sure. This is my inspiration. You can write about heartbreak. You can write about success. You can write about abuse. You know, these are personal experiences. And then someone comes just because they have a lot of data and they have 30 minutes and they don't know what to do. And they feel very brave behind a keyboard and they start writing about you saying, you know what, you don't even, you know, people exactly. can just be harsh and mean for no reason. Exactly. What did you do and how did you psych yourself up to get to the point where you're like, screw it, whatever, haters?
And you know, at once I used to stress, like, when, you know, when people start hating and saying stuff, mm-hmm. I used to be like, you know, it used to affect me so much, you know, like, but at a point I just told myself, you know what, screw these people won't put, you know, food on my table.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're actually helping me because the more they talk about me, the more I get exposure.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, screw this, man. It's all about me now.
Now, this is the premiere of the single Proud.
Yeah.
What do you think the reception will be?
I think it's going to be pretty crazy.
I don't want to call anything negative into your life, but okay. I'm sort of interested to hear what the haters will have to say about a song dedicated straight
I'm
to
like,
them.
Oh, I'm just glad I'm your fan. I'm sure everybody's going to be like, I'm your fan. Shout out to all the haters. Yeah.
But talking about singles and the reception, you did a song with Reason called I Love It.
Yep.
Let's talk about that process. How did that come about?
Okay. I was in studio. I did this really cool trap song. Like, that was actually my first time doing a song like that. And then I was like, my producers were like, man, this is so cool. We should release this. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. But like, I want a feature on it. They're like, who do you want to feature? And I was like, how about Reason? Because like the hottest right now. And they were like, okay,
wow.
Let's speak to Reason. Sent the track to Reason. Reason's like, holy shit. This is hot. And then, yeah.
Listen, you know, we spoke about the realities of the industry a little earlier on, but I want to talk about like the realities of studio. You know, we hear this whole mystique of like, yeah, just late nights at the studio and we just had a good time and this is how the song was created. So what happened? Like, did Reason just come straight through? Did you guys actually get to be in the same room together at the same time recording this? Was it a party unlike any other?
No, we actually met at the video shoot.
Uh-huh.
That's the crazy thing. Like, he just came in and I wasn't even in the studio at that time. He did his verse and yeah, time to shoot the video. We're together and we kicked it.
What drew you to Reason more than any other artist in South Africa right now?
I think I really feel like my sound is different, and I felt like the only person that could like complement the whole sound, the whole new age sound that I'm trying to push was Reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
So you describe your sound as new age. What does that mean exactly?
Definitely. Like that new. You know?
I can just see that as a one-liner. It's not like, it's not dubstep, it's not rave, it's just new. That,
like, this one is new age trap.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And is that garnering, like, a good following in South Africa?
I actually believe I'm the only one with a song out like this.
Yo. So to everyone else, if you are new and they are not, does that mean they're old?
No, nah. They're not making new age trap. That's all I'm saying.
No, I just want to start beef today. That's all I want to do. I just
want to get me in trouble.
Yeah, I just want to see reactions of like what people will say.
Okay, so much more haters right now. Like, listen, but it's cool, man. I got proud.
I'm here to help you. If you get more haters, that means there's more of an audience and there's more singles to write about them.
Exactly, man.
Talking about that writing process,
mm-hmm.
How long does it take? Because for example, how long did it take when you got the inspiration to write about haters? How long was that process? Does it just come out all at once, or do you get a hook in your head for a couple of days?
It's not long at all. Eh? Like I think of a topic, and then when I get to studio, I'm like, okay, today I'm gonna be talking about haters.
Yeah.
And then everybody leaves me because I record alone.
You like, just freestyle. Nobody,
yeah, and then I don't write.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, I think of like 4-8 bars, I get into the booth, I just spit, then
okay.
I go back, think again, and yeah.
All right, now you've basically put yourself in a little hole now, because you like, you freestyle all the time. Fantastic stuff. What's on your mind right now? Because we can start to freestyle about that.
Whoa, you want me to spit?
Yes.
God damn.
What can you give us today?
All right. All right, hey. I see these rappers scheming, I see the lack in vision, like how you make house music while getting evicted. I hope to see the day my niggas living stress free. We out of order, but we still yelling check please. Nowadays I keep a clip tight, my chick nice, my lips tight. I flick at the wrist and spit like I'm sick, right? Yeah, that's just real life. She can love it or hate it. I drop the top of the porch and I stick up my head and scream, "Mama, I made it."
Okay, Mr. Young Swiss. Yeah, this is what I'd love to know. You know, and this is when, say what you will about rappers or the hip-hop industry, but it is such, I really do admire it as a talent, because you are on the spot. You are, well, for those who actually write their own verses, because I hear some people don't do that. But anyway, that's a topic for a different day. For people who actually write their own verses, etc., etc., you have a thought in your head and you're now going about it. It has to rhyme, but at the same time, you are looking for these analogies or these puns, etc., etc., to say, like, how can you, you're out of order, what, you're out of order and you're screaming, check please, you're on house music, yet you've been evicted, you see, things like that. How quickly does your mind work then?
Hey man, I don't know how this, I must be on that limitless pill, you know?
Yes, as he says ever so modestly. He's like, I'm on a limitless pill, ever so modestly.
No, I'm kidding, but hey, it's just, how, you know, some people have that skill, and some people are just better writers. You know, some people could sit and think about like some crazy, crazy stuff, and some people can just hit that off the dome.
Can you be a hip hop writer but not a rapper? Like, you can figure out all of these puns and rhyming words, etc., etc., but you just can't. Deliver it.
I think that was Ice Cube. Ice Cube was that guy. Like, he just used to write for people.
You see, Ice Cube, I now don't see him even as a rapper anymore. Ever since he did, what is that movie?
Friday.
No. You see, Friday, at least he still had street cred, because, you know, he did Are We There Yet? Or when he's driving with kids and his girlfriend. I lost him.
It's confusing. I thought you were gangster, man.
No, like, exactly. I was hard. Ice Cube, what's going on? Like, you were that guy in Friday. Nah. Anyway, okay, so you say he's a better writer than he is like a...
Yeah, a rapper. Recording artist, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so you are the creme de la creme on top of your game if you can write
and
deliver.
Are you telling me or are you asking?
Right? Well, I'm just looking at the proof. And it's a compliment, so just take it. I would do that if I were you. No, so this is interesting stuff. You are busy with Playground Productions. You have just released your latest single, Proud. What's next in the world for Young Swiss?
Oh, the takeover, you know?
I feel like that's ready to be a hashtag. Hashtag the takeover. Yeah, be careful at your local festivals, at the award ceremonies.
That's the plan. That's the plan, bro. We trying to take over our city first, and then our continent, and then hopefully the world.
Got it. And so, where can people get more information on you? Do you have any gigs lined up? What will you be working on?
Oh yeah, I got quite a few gigs lined up, but I'll confirm on my social media, you know, page. So on Twitter, you can get me on @PlaygroundSwiss.
Got it.
Instagram @PlaygroundSwiss.
Yeah.
And then Facebook, YoungSwissPGP.
Or then maybe if you just want to follow him, you can just hashtag the takeover, because that's what he will be doing. So thank you so much.
Proud.
Yeah, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. I tried to get you in some hot water. You didn't. We found out that you don't have beef. And actually, you can freestyle off the top of your head, unlike some other artists who we shall not name this
Shots
morning.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Young Swiss, thank you so much for making your way to Untapped Talent this morning. Thank you to Young Swiss, and also to Willem as well, who's doing amazing stuff in the movie industry. More especially, thank you for listening. We do this every single week right here on cliffcentral.com. To get any more information or to also just catch up on previous shows, all you have to do is download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. So until next week, Friday, 9 a.m. My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.